If people don't know where your eyebrows end and your hair begins, it's time for a haircut at Lady Jane's in Grand Blanc on Saginaw Road, south of Hill Road, next to AutoZone. Get a precision haircut, hot lather neck shave, and hot towel treatment for a great price. Lady Jane's in Grand Blanc. It's wicked awesome.
I'm gonna get you high today, because it's Friday. You ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches! It's Friday, bitches! It's Friday!
What?
It's Friday!
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on! It's Friday, bitches! It's Friday, bitches! It's Friday!
What?
It's Friday!
What?
Yeah.
Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Ripcord in the hot bitch, bitch, so wait.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak here on a Friday, bitches. Off to a bad start.
A really bad
start. We're off to a bad start here. Because Lisa's devastated, first of all. Devastated.
Yeah, she's
really not
broken.
Sure how she's going to get through this whole first segment.
So I don't even know how she's going to.
Would you like to recreate what her disgust?
Oh, my God, guys.
Oh, my God. I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to have to do this whole next segment with coffee and toothpaste on my jeans. I've got both coffee and toothpaste on my jeans
look
right
away!
Now.
Look away!
Don't look directly at it.
Do you need a wet wipe, Lisa?
I do. I need something. I was thinking, do I have stain remover? Yeah.
And then she's
that's a bad
like,
start.
Then she was like, you can tell how my morning's going. Just from that. But then she was analyzing it. She did like a quick chemical analysis or something. She's like, maybe that's just the jeans.
It could just be the jeans.
I mean,
that's definitely coffee.
This coffee,
could
that's
just
bad
be
enough.
Jean stuff, I guess. Maybe
could
not.
Just be jeans.
How about I get toothpaste all the way down there? I don't know. But anyway, that's coffee. And don't look at it!
Drives me crazy. I hate it. I had a whole coffee thing today. Oh, God.
Did it squirt at you? Like some kind of hot, fiery brown juice?
They gave me extra coffee because they didn't. It's a long story, but they gave me an extra coffee because I'm a good customer. Yes.
Oh, okay. Damn.
So then they gave me like a tray thing, and then I'm like, because I didn't want to reject it. I'm like, okay, I'll take, thank you.
Yeah.
And then I have to travel with this coffee.
Oh, you got
to
juggle extra
and
stuff.
And then the lid kind of came on.
Can I ask you, was it a man or a woman? Gave you
oh, it was a woman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's a real super sweet barista.
Oh. Yeah. I know you have barista dreams. Here's an extra coffee for you. Thanks. I hope it doesn't get on my jeans. Oh, no. It got on my jeans.
So here we are.
There we are. And Chuck has a migraine.
Yes.
Yeah, I've got a migraine.
And Andy's running late. And I forgot the news.
Yeah.
Oh,
Dave's
got
to go get the news.
What a start.
We're not even stoned.
You know, no, not even stone. Stone would make it better.
Let's go ahead and change that. Pass the gummies.
We got to run out to
James.
My car.
We should have
James.
We
should have emergency gummies.
go get Dave's news.
AKA the gummies. Yeah. I'm going to smoke some of Dave's news.
All right, I'm going to get the news now.
Okay.
For
I will say, I also had a little confusing treat for the Detroit audience. I accidentally played a thing on the air before the show that said Happy Halloween.
No way.
Yep.
No way.
I grabbed the wrong thing, and I was like, Happy Halloween. I was like, crap.
Oh, my God.
It's May.
This show's a disaster.
No.
What a mess.
Yeah, it's nowhere near Halloween.
I bet people
right
were
now.
Did anyone text in and say anything?
Probably.
Right?
Yeah, he won't even look. It's kind of like looking at your jeans. Like, he's not
right.
going to look at
Don't
the
look,
text.
Well, never look at the text.
No, never.
Oh, my gosh.
Too scary.
Yeah.
It's too scary a place.
Halloween. Yeah, it's May.
You know, and Andy's like running a little bit behind. It's
it
like
sucks.
A,
it
it's
sucks
a
to
crazy,
start your day like that.
Oh, my God. It's just a crazy morning.
Did you take something for your headache?
I'm looking at three pills right now. I'm going to take them any second.
Take them.
Here's the weird thing that just happened, too. What? So I leave the room. I can't hear Al.
Oh, right.
Right?
Yes. Right.
So I just see you two guys sitting, not talking. I'm like, they're just not going to say anything the whole time I'm out of here?
Is that why you looked?
That's our new thing.
You left the...
What's happening? Yeah, stop. You guys were just going to sit in silence until I return.
We don't talk.
Yeah, that's it. No, it's like, hey, guys, everyone, just so you know, me and Lisa are going to take a little break. They forgot the news. So he thinks he can just run out of here whenever he wants. So we're not saying anything till he gets back.
I was so confused because Dave's like, what are they doing? I'm like, they're just having a conversation because the volume's down. Because I hear everything in my headphone. So he just sees... You guys just sitting there while Al's telling his story.
So you guys aren't talking. I hear nothing. I'm like, they're just like sitting there. And just
that's hilarious. I want to do that next time you leave the room.
Yeah.
We're going to say nothing.
Then engineering will freak out and think we're off the air.
Oh, that's true.
Every once in a while, I'll just go, bup. Bup. That'll keep their little alarms.
We have that hold music we could always play, too. If we
That's true. Right. That's true.
That's always entertaining.
Yeah.
Yeah. Until you go back and listen to when we did that.
And
you realize we went on hold for like a minute and a half. We were watching a huge video or something.
We were watching sex noises, right?
Yeah, a listener has sent in a video they recorded of sounds of their neighbors.
Something else.
What are we doing?
Dave's playing six things. Trying to play, because that's how today's going to go, right? I'm going to try and play something, and then now it should be good.
All right,
maybe not. Who knows? Yeah, this is the classic old music.
Yeah.
This is the one my bank uses. It's my jam, my bank jam.
Oh, yeah,
really?
Very simple.
So you enjoy it.
Well, I just am into it.
He's been on hold a lot.
It's meant to drive you crazy, I think.
I think it is.
But
it's to drive you away.
I think it's supposed to calm you.
Is
I feel that,
right? Yeah. Like, stay calm. We know we're taking 45 minutes to answer your call, but stay calm.
Some other electronic instrument that just kicked in there and it really made me calm down a little bit.
Yeah, the little simulated xylophone.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
I don't like it. I guess I've just, every time I call my bank, I hear it, so.
Yeah.
I definitely know it, the ins and outs of it all.
Hang up.
Anyways. So we're here. It may be a bumpy day.
It feels like it'll be a bumpy
start.
Day.
It's off to a bumpy start.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. But we'll see what happens. A guy in Florida claims his gun saved his life during a fire. Did he shoot his way out of the blaze?
That's incredible. Like a Chuck Norris move.
Not exactly. He claims that his guns exploded.
Yeah.
And that woke him up. Here's his story now from WKRG-TV.
I heard what I thought was loud gunshots, so I jumped up, went to my bedroom door, and when I opened it, a cloud of smoke hit me.
Eric Delaratus broke a window to get out of his burning home. It was his guns exploding that saved his life.
I thought it was an intruder, and that's what the guy said, that normally only 10% live, and I'm one of those that the gun this time actually saved my life just by exploding.
His two small children live with him half the time. He's glad they weren't there.
I have a 50-50 custody. I get them Monday through Monday, and they went back yesterday morning, which was a blessing.
Emily Delaratus is one of his older children.
We were raised in this house, and this is the only house that we knew our whole life.
She's helping them with a GoFundMe, and she says their immediate need is clothing.
They have lost almost all of their belongings. There is really very minimal items that are able to be salvaged.
Eric says he couldn't get full homeowner's insurance because of the type of wiring in his home. And despite losing nearly everything, they're staying positive and hoping for help.
I feel like I've lost my whole life laying in that living room.
Yeah.
But everything happens for a reason.
And it takes a village, so.
Life is like a box of
chocolates. They say all the Forrest Gump stuff.
Yeah, I know.
And at WKRG.com, we have more information about how you can help this family and their clothing sizes. Reporting live tonight.
Their clothing sizes.
Well, they need everything.
They need clothes. Yeah, they need clothes. He all he has is that tank top.
He looks like he's about a 26 waist. He's a tiny man.
Tiny little man.
Yeah.
Yeah. He would have went up quick.
Oh, he was
just like, kindling.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not much to him.
Luckily, those guns blew up.
Pachoo, pachoo.
Yeah.
Wakes you up, and you get out of there.
Yeah,
they, I believe someone said they exploded.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
They did.
Yeah. Exploded.
You hate to hear it.
You do. You do.
Absolutely.
He was one of the lucky ones.
You're alive.
Yeah.
Right? At the end of the day, you're alive to live another day.
Yeah.
Florida Gump.
Florida Gump.
Alive to have more kids.
Yes, he keeps procreating.
I am not a smart man.
No.
But he's alive.
Mm.
He made
Gen A.
First name he called out was for Jenny.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, there was a poll online asking if 35 completely random celebrities were cool or not cool. No middle ground. You had to pick cool, not cool.
Okay.
These are celebrities that were voted cool. Betty White at the top. 93% cool.
Yeah,
she's cool.
She is. Who's the 7% that's like she's not cool?
I don't know.
That's not cool.
Trolls.
Them,
right? They're probably trolls. Like an 11-year-old who doesn't even know.
Who's that?
You know, it's like, that's a grandma, so no.
You're right. Tom Hanks, 91% cool.
Yep.
Adele, 90% cool. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, 89% cool. Ryan Reynolds, 89% cool. Lady Gaga, 88%. Jennifer Aniston, 85%. Billie Eilish, 80%. Oprah, 75%. And Angelina Jolie, 63% cool. Who tops the uncool list? Kid Rock. Sorry, Kid Rock fans. He has been voted 91% uncool.
Wow. How did that happen?
Maybe that
Kid
was
Rock
after.
Has been making an appearance, as we've been talking about him a lot lately on our show.
Yeah, he's come up quite a bit. Yeah. From the colostomy bag incident and his big-ass steakhouse honky-tonk fun time place.
Yeah.
To this. Yeah. Amazon's Jeff Bezos, 89% uncool.
Well, except when your package shows up earlier than expected.
Yeah, right. Then he's cool.
Ellen DeGeneres, 87% uncool. Wow, how times have changed for her,
that's
right?
That's crazy.
Dr. Phil, 87% uncool. Mel Gibson, 82%. James Franco, 72%. David Schwimmer from Friends, 69%.
Poor guy.
I know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, weird that his name even made this list.
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake, 64% uncool.
Really?
So that's
he's taking a dive.
All that talk about him and Britney and Janet Jackson and
it's
affected him. Adam Levine from that band.
Maroon 5.
64% uncool. This is weird. The Pope, 55% uncool.
Do you know?
Yeah, I guess it depends on your religious
background. I don't know how cool any pope could really be.
Well, if you're Catholic, don't you have to say the Pope is cool?
I don't think so.
I think you
Catholics would. Catholics love the Pope.
Yeah, Catholics think the Pope's really cool.
They go
real
crazy.
Catholics love
they go
the
crazy
pope.
For the Pope.
I get it, but...
But yeah, it's like
he's... More because he's a symbol of God.
Yeah, it's like, has there ever been, like, out of all the popes, who's, like, the
coolest?
Cool pope.
I mean, to be cool, you have to kind of, like, do some stuff.
Right.
Like,
wasn't the last one, like, considered pretty cool?
Which one?
I don't know. I thought there was one that was
the
more
one that retired?
More progressive.
I think the one now.
I think that's this one.
Is that this current one? Is he still with us?
Yes.
He's still the pope.
Yes, okay. He's still with us. Yeah. He's still the pope.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't care about my popes.
There was one, the pope before him was the one that was the only pope that's like just retired, right?
Yeah.
Did he just retire?
Yeah, like because you're supposed to die. You're supposed to die.
I thought you had to die.
That's when I went to the Vatican. There was no pope. It was like, I'm like, there's no pope. I visited.
You went to a popeless Vatican?
Yeah, it was weird.
No one running the show?
No one.
They have like a sign. They're just like, no pope.
No pope.
Sorry, the pope is out. No pope today.
No pope.
Because there's like a little window, isn't there, that every once in a while, like the pope will stick his head out of the window?
Yeah, there's like a Vatican City version of John Candy. It's like, moose outside should have told you to pope.
No pope.
No pope today. He quit. He quit doing poping. He stopped poping.
He retired. First time ever.
Yeah, when I went there, the pope was on vacation.
What? We both missed the Pope.
Yeah.
No, it was like his summer residence. I don't know. That's what they said.
You guys both visited Popeless Vatican cities?
Yeah, we did.
Well, there was actual Pope. He was just not there. You're but right. There was actually no Pope.
Not even a Pope.
There was no Pope. Pope-free.
Yeah.
First, it's a Pope-free Vatican right now. We apologize in advance.
That's a funny story.
And it's crazy because I don't know what they did because we went in the Vatican gift store and everything had the Pope's face on it, right?
Yeah.
So what do you do when there's no Pope?
Well, they got rid of him. There was some reason they had to get that guy had to retire,
right?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure there was probably pressure.
You know, there was something. So they
just threw all that merch out.
Yeah, they got
And then they got the cool Brazilian
or something. Is this new Pope?
This guy, is he Brazilian? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know much about him, but I don't know what they do for marketing when they run out of a Pope or whatever.
Yeah.
Out of a Pope.
Well, normally it's like the Pope dies.
Yeah, and then
they got the smoke.
The smoke meetings, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then his merchandise becomes more wanted, right? You got to buy up all that because he's gone now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have like a Pope clearance sale.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can get your Pope lighters and your Pope pens. Everything's super cheap.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I had a stupid moment yesterday. It was a Dave moment. I was driving home. Chuck and I both stayed a little later yesterday. I had to do this Zoom thing and Chuck had something he had to do. Anyway, so I'm leaving. I go down here and I turn down. I pass, there's a little Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Down there, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Chuck's truck is there. I'm like, busted! I pull in, and just as I'm like, hey! I see a Wonder Woman logo on the side of the truck. And I'm like, that's not Chuck's truck.
No, that's not my queen.
Dude had a truck. I mean, when I got closer, I realized didn't have some of the stuff you have on yours, but incredibly similar.
Oh,
and
he
kind of like was having his Dairy Queen. He backed up into a spot. I thought for sure it was
you.
That
would have been so funny if you would have saw a truck at Dairy Queen.
I mean,
there's a high chance you can. Almost every day someone can run into me at Dairy Queen.
But
you just got to be at my Queen's.
The way it's set up, I had to pull into the parking lot because I was going to be like, okay.
Yeah.
So I'm like, hey, it's not Chuck.
I
had to like drive
you
it
were
in.
Going to the Dairy Queen, I bet.
No, I wanted to. I fought
you were, it. I thought you were going to get that dipped
blizzard. That cone.
But I had an affinity. Like a brainwave.
Epiphany?
An epiphany.
An infinity.
Yeah.
No, really.
Okay, so I've talked about yesterday how there's this secret.
Yes. The chocolate
dip cone blizzard, which I'm fighting every urge to try and get them to make for me. But here's this.
Yeah.
I had two ideas, and these are trademarked Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Okay.
One, have they ever done BYOB?
Bring your own booze?
No, build your own blizzard. Because I think that would be incredibly successful if you could just say, I want peanut butter cups.
I think you can do it.
Can you? I've never heard them talk about it.
Yeah, I don't think they talk about it, but I mean,
I think you can order a blizzard with whatever toppings that you want.
It costs money.
Right, but that's how you make money. But, so anyway, my dip cone blizzard, which is trademark second one.
Yeah.
So you make a blizzard with that dipped cone chocolate.
So you're just talking about you squeeze that dip.
You pour it in.
Pour it in and let it harden.
Let it harden and blizzard it up.
Yeah, okay.
But then, this is where it gets real.
Okay. Now we're talking.
You take that blizzard.
Mm-hmm.
You swirl...
What are we swirling?
A small cone on top, and you dip that in the chocolate, and you've got a dipped cone blizzard with a dipped cone on top.
You should have never said that. So what you're saying is you make a small blizzard.
You make a small blizzard.
Or maybe medium. And then once
it's done, on top of that, you take it over to the soft serve machine, and you put like a cone worth of soft serve on top. And then you dip that in the chocolate dip cone topping. And then
so
the person gets like a dipped cone.
Yes.
And then they get a dip cone.
So there's a dip cone on top of my blizzard.
Yes.
Wow. I never imagined. What I thought you were saying was that you had an actual cone. You took the blizzard, dumped it onto the cone,
and then dipped
the whole blizzard into the chocolate.
No, that'd be too messy, and they wouldn't be able to do it.
It'd be very hard because they don't slide out.
My first thought was you make the dip cone blizzard, and you just put some of that chocolate on top to harden, and you got to crack through it to get
to it. Yeah,
yeah, which also would be good.
Yeah.
But then I thought, no, let's give them everything.
All the way to the top,
Let's give them a cone
dipped in chocolate yep. on top of the chocolate dip blizzard cone.
You really yes. thought way too much about this.
It hit him. It hit him.
As I kept trying really not to go, I kept thinking about it, Lise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's... you drove that way to go to Dairy
Queen.
Well,
no, I had... No, I didn't.
And you thought you saw Chuck there, no, no, and then you decided...
I drove that way to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Okay, I had to pick up something else, so I went down that street.
Okay,
I thought for sure he was there. Because it was like... Just like his Jeep.
But you're going to pull in and say something
to him?
But I was
going to be like, Chuck! Hey. And honestly, if he was there, I would have been Blizzard Bros
that's
with him.
So funny.
I would have gotten
him to be there so that you could go.
So that's my excuse. I'd be like, well, Chuck's here. I can be a Blizzard Bro.
You're a queen. A queen for a day.
Queen like Chuck.
Yeah. It would have been funny if you would have been spotted together eating Blizzards after the show.
In our own trucks.
Yeah.
That would be a funny experience for a listener, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Like... I ran into both Dave and Chuck today at Dairy Queen. They were sitting in their vehicles separately, enjoying blizzards.
Yeah,
like two cops. We would have put our windows down and talked to each other.
Because I will do that, the fat guy park of shame, I call
right.
it.
Oh, where, I do that all the time.
Yeah, the fat guy park of shame.
You can pull right in with my hands.
That's fine. I'll just pull right over here. And there's like three or four other fat guys who are all looking at each other.
That's the craziest
but
part.
But don't you always do the fat guy space? Like, you can't park right beside him.
No, you can't park right beside another big guy.
You got to leave them their space.
There's one place I go where I do this constantly, the fat guy park of shame, and they only have four spots. So I'm constantly right beside another fat man experiencing the same, just trying to have a moment.
Sometimes, depending on the style of parking, like when if people have just pulled straight in, I will actually back in so that we're not... exactly looking right at each other.
Yeah, because that's because
it is weird. It feels like I'm on a date with somebody.
Yeah, you're right. Making eye contact with another big dude.
I don't like it.
But to the big dude with the Jeep like yours, with the Wonder Woman logo on it, I mean, kudos to you, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Big fan.
Right?
Big fan of Wonder Woman.
You're out there supporting Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you gotta check. You gotta make sure.
Yeah. Thank God I noticed that because I would have been like, honk, honk, wave.
Oh, yeah.
And then would have realized
Dave Hunter.
That is not Chuck.
And then somebody would have thought you were making fun of their Wonder Woman emblem on their car.
Oh,
they would have wanted to fight you.
Yep.
Was it a woman driving it?
No.
Or was
no
it,
it was
you guy. Saw the guy.
It was a fella.
Yeah.
Yep. It was.
I get it. I like Wonder Woman a lot.
People are really into my idea. If Dairy Queen steals this on me, I'll be so pissed.
I can't even believe you said it.
But it's such a brilliant idea. How have they not thought of that?
I mean, it's okay to give them ideas. It's not like you're going to open up your own Dairy Queen.
The only
Dave
thing,
Queen.
Yeah,
Dairy Queen.
I can't say I'm not going to.
Chuck might one day. That's his retirement plan.
The only thing I worry about is the ice cream. It's because it's just sitting on top. Maybe when they try and dip it, it just falls off the... Blizzard. They need a way to really make sure it sticks.
You put a little chocolate on the bottom.
Yeah,
put the ice cream right on. It'll harden.
Okay,
harden and hold.
Yep.
I don't have a lot of passion around blizzards. And
you're not coming up with your own.
Sorry, I'm not excited.
Your
or anything,
own blizzard innovations in your mind.
You know,
it's not for everybody. Not
happy.
Everyone's a queen. Not everyone's a queen, Lise.
Oh man,
it's good. Ice cream season is coming up.
It is.
Oh, it's going to be. Well, what I've noticed now is that I've gone by my Queen's a couple different times, and it's been so jammed that I'm like, I can't. Because there is a limit even for me. Like, I'm not going to wait eight cars.
Yeah.
I can't wait eight cars.
It's like a royal court.
It's
the
no.
Queen, you know?
Too many visitors to the Queen.
That's just so funny to me that you do that. Too that there's other people that I've never thought about the fat guy parking.
Oh,
shame.
If you
God,
go
yeah.
to the parking lot of any fast food place, you'll see the fat guy park of shame.
Oh yeah,
I notice it all the time.
Yeah, I do it constantly.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very sad.
But especially,
moment.
I mean, especially with something like a Blizzard
ice cream is.
You
tougher.
Said you've been eating while driving a Blizzard. I couldn't. I'd stop.
Oh, yeah.
I'd stop to have a Blizzard.
Oh no, I can either decide to fat guy park, or I can just go.
But I'm going to have to give in and get them to make me that dip cone blizzard because it's all I can think about.
Yeah.
You just got to get out of your system.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just get a small.
Yeah.
See how it tastes.
This is why I don't want to do it. I feel like if I love it, it's going to be bad news.
No, yeah. You're going to love
That's
it.
True.
I'm sure you're
right?
going
to
love
gonna
it.
It's going to be bad news.
But you're obsessing right now.
Because now it's in my mind about getting one of the butterscotch ones made.
Well, you could do a chocolate or butterscotch, right? You could do butterscotch dip cone blizzard.
But see, I wonder if I could get my normal blizzard and then say, hey, and by the way, butterscotch that bitch.
Of course you could.
Yeah,
of course.
That's
you
what
could.
I think.
If they say no,
tell I'll never come
me.
Back.
Yeah, that's it.
I'll never come back. Do you know how much money you lose?
F you.
I come here every day.
McDonald's did dip cones for a while. I think a couple of summers, and then they got out of that game.
Yeah, it was probably too much for them. They have a lot of trouble, I think, just even handling the McFlurries.
I think their ice cream machine is broken a lot.
Right.
It's
broken. Maybe that's
a
why
lot.
They got out of the dip cone. They were disappointing too many people.
Yeah.
Or they kept losing the ice cream in there.
Oh, I'd be
my
furious.
Brain literally, like, while you guys were just talking, just went, butterscotch.
It said they talked dirty to you.
I was like, great, no, yeah. We can't. You know we're on Noom.
Yeah.
Butterscotch. Yeah.
You're using psychological things to try and
I'm cognitively unfairing myself.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
These won't work if you're like Lisa and go 110 and a 55.
Uh-huh.
But if you ever get pulled over, try to remember this list. They put this out every couple of years. They ask people if they've ever gotten out of a speeding ticket and how they did it. And it always comes out that the strategy that works best is just playing dumb. That's like the best strategy. These are the 10 excuses with the highest success rates in getting out of speeding tickets. I didn't know I was speeding. That's the best way to get out of a speeding ticket.
It's hard.
Works 26% of the time.
Hard for Lisa to say that when it's like grease lightning falling down the road.
Right. Like the street lights look like stars.
Yeah, exactly.
It looks like she's warping.
Yeah. Gotta go back in time.
Yeah, that's different. Yeah,
fire on
different.
The tires.
Harder that way.
Fire on the tires. Lisa went through another set of tires today. Damn it. There's a medical emergency. Works 25% of the time.
Oh, man.
That's risky.
That.
That's
I don't like that.
Super risky. One, I think you're bringing bad juju on yourself.
Yeah,
exactly. Right?
Lie about medical things.
No.
But then I feel like some of them will be like, well, I'll follow you to the
hospital.
The hospital.
That's
right,
what I think. That's what I think is going to happen. Mm. So even if you don't believe in karma coming back and, like, you know, you said, oh, I have a weird heart thing. And then all of a sudden, 2 days later, you have a weird heart thing.
Yeah, that is true. There's like a karma kind of thing.
I always believe in that karma. Everyone else was going the same speed. That actually works 22% of the time. I thought that would never work. If you were like, I was just keeping up with traffic. I figured they'd be like, well, you still were speeding, you idiot. And here's your ticket.
Yeah, I feel like you're just the last in line going fast, so they pick off the last in line kind of the way like a cheetah.
When I got stopped, I'm not going to curse myself, but it's been a little while. But the last time I got stopped, it was down here, and the guy's like, you were just first out of the pack. It was the opposite. Like, I was the first one. Everyone was going that speed.
Yeah.
But I was like the pace car. So he was like, every day. He's like, it's just always the first guy out of the back.
Oh,
what's
man.
What's funny is that the jokes are made about me and the speed, but it's you
old,
have
it's
the
old
most
Leadfoot.
Tickets
he gets
on
caught.
Anyone on the show.
Yeah,
I know.
He speeds in bad spots.
Yeah.
Like, he speeds where cops are always there.
And the thing is, I know it. It's just sometimes, very rarely, I've got stuff in my mind. I'm letting my guard down, right? I'm not thinking.
But you've also, like, been staring at a cop and just blown through a stop sign.
Well, yeah, that was bad.
I won't jinx myself on anything, but
God, no,
don't. I mean,
screw it.
Yeah.
Do you think the cop like actually cares about what people's excuses are most times, or do you think they're just like?
I feel like they don't.
Yeah, I don't think that they do either, and I think that they're just like. And I go up to the window. If I kind of don't like this guy, I'm going to give him a ticket.
Yeah, I know that there was a place, like, I was up in a little town called Ypsilanti, and there was a section of the road that was, you're able to drive like 45 and then drop down to 30, and it only dropped down to 30 for like a certain section of the road, and then it went right back to 45, and a cop was sitting there right there.
I feel like if they pull you over, you're they're planning on giving you a ticket.
Yeah,
they're taking
the
time.
Mm.
You know, they're walking to the car.
Right.
Yeah. They're not just going to let most people go.
Right. But he did. He let me go. And it was just like.
Sometimes they will.
But and that was kind of like me pleading, just being dumb. But I actually was dumb. I was like, I had no idea it went from 45 to 30. He goes, yeah, well, you're not from here.
State cops are never going to let
you go. It wasn't a state cop.
Yeah. If it's a state cop. You're getting a ticket.
Yeah, this guy said, tickets, yeah. Just happened to me, 11 o'clock, $300 for going 10 over. But oof. Literally everyone does that there. But because it's now a construction zone, it doubled.
Oh, well, yeah. That's no good.
That's why it's $300.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah,
don't speed in a construction zone.
No.
Yeah, I just find that if you're just honest, it's the best way. Because that's when they'll cut you a break. Maybe they won't not give you a ticket, but they'll give you an easier ticket.
Yeah.
If you're just like, I'm an idiot. I didn't realize I was going that fast.
Yeah.
Whatever, right? They don't want to hear your excuse.
I find I just roll the window down a tiny little bit, and then I take my phone out and I start recording them.
They're
super cool with that.
Oh, yeah, they love that. They love that, Chuck. Smart idea.
Yeah, they're super
smart cool. Idea.
I'm not rolling the window down any further than that.
This guy said, I'm a cop. You know what will get you out of a ticket? Accepting responsibility. No excuses. No apologies.
Man. I still have received tickets before.
It all depends on the cop.
It really just depends.
It does.
Yeah. I'm late for work. Works 21% of the time. I really have to use the bathroom. Works 20% of the time. I'm late for an interview. I'm late to pick up my kid. I didn't see the speed limit. I'm late for court. I'm late for a doctor's appointment.
There's a road around here in the morning that's like 50 miles an hour, the speed limit or whatever, and people do 70. On average. Like,
really?
Like a big group of people are just like 70 the whole way. I'm like, wow. So if I just do like 60, I'm good.
Yeah. I tend to do that.
Yeah.
If I see someone, I'm like, wow, that person wants to speed. I'm like, okay, you go, little rabbit, you go.
Oh, yeah.
Then I'll just make sure I'm behind you enough.
That is kind of like, yeah, you go ahead. You have your run-ins with the law.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'll go five under you.
That's what you do. Just asking for a warning might work, too. Almost half the people who've done that said it's worked before.
Well, I've never had the balls to be like, can you just give me a warning?
I just assume they're going to do whatever they want to do.
That's what I think, too.
And I just try to be nice because you don't want to be a douche.
Exactly.
That's not gonna, you get more flies with... I just feel like George W. Bush did. I can't remember the rest of it.
Get more flies of honey on us.
Get more flies with those honeys than them
poop.
If you would to have
honey, never been honeyed again.
I tell you.
Honey's good. This guy says,
I love honey.
Gay guy here.
Yes.
When I get pulled over, I automatically start crying. Throws the cops completely off. And every time I just get a warning.
Mm. I think I'll just start crying. Like
I wish
that.
I could.
There's
I wish
no
I could.
Imagine the cop walks up to Chuck's car and he's bawling.
And then the cop's like, hey, you're Chuck the Freak. That's
crying?
More likely.
Are you Chuck the Freak?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Hi.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Hey there.
Randy. Hey, Randy. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Penis and balls, guys.
Penis to you.
Balls.
Okay. So, I do have a surefire way not to get a ticket. Now, there are steps involved, very easy. First off, what you guys said about the percentage of people that get pulled over and how to get out of it is 110% correct. When you get pulled over, windows down, radio off, it's a path of least resistance.
Yes.
Turn the vehicle off. Then when they ask you, do you know why I pulled you over, be 110% honest, whether you know or not. They're going to ask you and tell you the truth. If you give them the smallest amount of resistance, you are good. I've been out about 4 tickets now. I've been pulled over. No tickets. Not one time.
So when they pull you over, you just put everything, you put your window down.
Windows down. The first 2 windows down because that's least resistance. Have the car off. That gives them reassurance. You're not trying to take off. Radio down. If they hear your radio and they can't hear you, they're not listening anymore.
Right. And then you just say, when they're like, do you know why I pulled you over? You're like speeding.
Yep. I was speeding. I didn't know. I shouldn't have been doing it. I was speeding. And that's it. You tell them that. You tell them the truth. You are out of that ticket. I guarantee you they're going to either write you up for impeding traffic or they'll let you go. Because a lot of them don't want to deal with the paperwork anyway.
Oh, yeah.
All right, man. Thanks for the tip.
All right, guys.
Appreciate it. It doesn't make sense.
Right. There's something to that.
I try to do that. When I got pulled over here a couple months ago now, I guess, right? When I went through the stop sign.
Yeah.
For the making the left. I truly didn't realize what I'd done. And because I do it every day, I realized.
Yeah, it's just how
gonna make this.
Just how you take that turn.
Changed my ways.
Yes, of course.
But that's a real shady area.
Yeah,
and I just want to get out of there.
Yeah, no time to be a target.
In that left, I do a quick little look, quick and go. Right.
Yeah, sure.
So when they pulled me over, I didn't know what I'd done. I was like, I'm not speeding. I had my indicator on when I turned. What's the big deal?
Yeah.
So it really took me by surprise. But I did the. I had both my window and the back window down.
Yeah.
But they came on the other side and scared the hell out of me.
Oh, sure.
Because I'm like waiting and trying to get my insurance. And I hear a knock on this side. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because it's pitch black on that street.
Yeah.
God knows what could happen. So, yeah, I wasn't lying. I didn't know what I had done. They're like, you went right through that.
Like, oh
wow. Did you see that?
Stop sign.
You saw that. Yeah. Nick. Hi, Nick. Oh.
Yay, hey, happy Friday. Good morning. Can I get a CrossFit?
CrossFit.
So my lawyer once told me that if you get pulled over by an officer and he wants to give you a warning, that you should tell him that you want the ticket. And then you take the ticket to court, you beat the ticket, and then you can still get a warning after.
Such a pain in the ass, though, to have to go to court and take off work.
A traffic fine. You got your lawyer or whatever.
Yeah, no, yeah, I guess. No, it's still a pain in the
patootie. I've been to traffic court many times.
Yeah, Lisa will fight.
I've never been to traffic court.
I just went because I didn't want the points.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've gone a couple
times.
Is
that when you were off the show one morning?
That was when I had my real bad. Yeah.
Yeah, you were a speed demon.
With bad luck.
Bad luck. Bad luck is really, honestly, because I think most people are, you know, speed. Let's be serious. Most people speed.
Yeah.
Bad luck just gets you caught.
I would drive further, too. It was a longer way to go. It was a lot more areas to get in trouble, probably much what you're dealing with now.
Yeah. That's when I started to get all the tickets, right?
Yeah.
Until I got used to the commute. Brandon has a comment on this. Hi, Brandon.
Hello.
What do you think? Go ahead.
On what?
Okay. All right.
See ya, bud.
You want to chime in on the ticket topic?
Yeah.
Well, that's what we're doing. All the best, Brandon. Wish you a great day. Obadiah is in Tampa.
How to do it.
Obadiah, how you doing?
I'm doing good, sir. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good, man. Thanks for calling in. So we're talking about how to get out of tickets.
Yeah, I experienced that 3 times. The cop pulled me over and I skipped that ticket. And the previous caller, he's right. Because anytime the cop pull you over, just what you do, go park and then roll down your bike window, the passenger window, you know, and the driver's side, just roll down your window and turn your car off and wait for them to give you a signal. So when he asked me, he said, do you know why I'm pulling you over? I said, oh, yes, sir. He said, why? I said, because I'm speeding. He said, you got it. But how many miles are you going? I said, I'm going 65. He said, but what's the speed limit here? So I said, it's 45. He's like, okay. So you got it. I said, yeah, I'm sorry. He said, okay, you know what? I'm not going to give you a ticket. I will just let you go, but be careful. Don't do that anytime again, because I might not be the one to give you a ticket. Someone else will give you a ticket, but just be careful. Okay, so 3 different times. Yeah, he said, you're being so honest. So just be honest to, you know, to the police. The people, they are friendly people. They're not really bad. They're just trying to keep the law going so everybody can be on the safe side. So be honest with them. Yeah, you will escape ticket many times. But I did 3 times. It happened to me.
Yeah, it definitely happened. The last time I was honest, I should have got a much bigger ticket. But the guy wrote me for 1 mile an hour over.
Oh, wow.
You know, so he knew that they were going to make a little bit of money off of me, but it wasn't going to affect anything of mine.
Right. Yeah. You know, and he told me, he told me, he said, Loa, it was around December. He said, ticket is very expensive. The ticket right now, because of the way traffic, you know, the way laws, things going, you know, the traffic laws and stuff, and people really violating the laws. So it's not really good. So I'm not going to give you a ticket, but be careful, buddy. Have a good day. I said, thank you, sir. And yeah, that's how I get 3 different times. But right now, I learned my lesson. I can't. I would never speed no more.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah. Three times.
Yeah, they're on
rule of three.
Yeah, they're on over Obadiah.
Right.
Absolutely.
They're keeping their eyes
peeled. They may not be so lucky next time. Yeah. Thanks for calling in, Obadiah.
All right, brother. Have a good day, man. Sure. Every time I'm a good listener with you guys, man, I really appreciate everything you guys do.
Thank you so much.
I'll be able to see you guys live.
Exactly.
Yes.
We'll see you in Tampa sometime soon, dude. Yeah. Have a good day.
Bye, Obadiah.
All right.
See you. One more here. Jim's in Toledo. Hi, Jim.
Hey, how are you?
Good. I understand you did something risky.
I did. Penis and balls to you guys. Balls. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thanks, man.
So, I am actually a firefighter in the Detroit area, but I live in Toledo, so I do a lot of driving. And right by the Detroit Metro Airport, there's a huge speed trap there.
Yeah.
And so I got pulled over one day, and the cop pulls, as always, asks, do you know why I pulled you over? And I used humor, and it got me out of the ticket. It probably helped that I was a firefighter as well, but he said, do you know why I pulled you over? And I said, because you think I got donuts in here?
Oh my God. Dude,
it was because you were a firefighter. Yeah, that's why you got out.
I think if most people made that joke, they'd be like,
no,
going 100 in a 10.
Yeah. No.
It's the only guys who can say that to a cop is a firefighter.
Yes.
They're always busting each other's balls.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. I gotta laugh, and he says, he checked my license and registration. He goes, hey, slow it down.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, no, dude, you are, just because you're a firefighter,
any
other normal human said, because I had donuts in here?
Yeah.
No, oh, my God. No. Get out of the car! Yeah.
I've never seen more back and forth, like, of people, like, making fun of each other than when I went to that Lions game and parked in the cop lot because I went with a buddy of mine that was a cop. Firefighters and cops, it's like oil and water, but then they just die making fun of each other.
Yeah, they laugh it off in the end.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Yeah, because that's not a great joke, I got to be honest with you.
They hate that donut thing if you're just a normal guy. And there's a really good chance I have donuts in my car.
I mean, I'm the last person that'll judge people regarding their donuts.
Oh, yeah.
No, but be them cop or not.
Most cops don't take kindly to the donut joke.
No. I will say.
No.
All right, in other news this morning, a British healthcare worker was touched when his next-door neighbor dropped off a sweet note after hearing him break down into tears in his bathtub one night.
Mm, I've done it.
When a sad song was playing.
Oh.
It's me.
Yeah, I don't listen to this in the tub.
Thank God.
That'd be weird, Chuck.
That'd be weird.
I don't know.
This guy here, his name is Harry Joe. Everything. He's a 25-year-old guy from the UK. He shared the message from his neighbor on Twitter with the caption, "My neighbor heard me crying to Adele in the bath."
Mm.
But the note says, "Hey, hope this doesn't come across as weird, but if you ever want to hang out, just knock on the door. Be nice to know someone in the building. I think it'd be good for my dog to meet new people, too."
That's weird. That's weird. Right.
I think that's really weird.
I think it's really
the last person I'm going to try to befriend is a man I hear crying through a wall. Whatever he's doing, I'm like, I hope he makes it through that. I don't need any
of that. I feel like I'm a man with like a little French bulldog. And I'm like, geez, he's really crying over there. What song is that?
What's Adele?
I think I'm going to ask this guy if he wants to hang out.
I think you're right.
Yeah. I think it's more like that.
Mm-hmm. The 25-year-old said he was having a soak in the tub the other night when
he's having a soak.
He heard someone slip something through his letterbox in his door.
Uh-huh.
He thought it was going to be someone complaining about the noise, and when he read it, he said he was a bit embarrassed. And then he realized...
Is he even Adele right now, by the way?
Yeah, it is, but I think it's a live...
It's a different version.
I was like, I felt like it was someone just singing it.
It looks like it's got 68 million views.
I think
it's just a live version of her or something.
Yeah.
I feel like she sings better.
I was thinking of the same thing.
Yeah.
I know, like, my neighbors have heard me have my sad music times, because there's sometimes you're listening to sad music really loud. Thankfully, I've not been in the tub.
But, and to have a note written and put...
Yeah, I'd be weirded out by that.
Yeah.
I'd be embarrassed, first of all.
Right. It's a private moment, and you're...
I was crying in the tub last night to Adele, and a neighbor left a note on my door.
Yeah. Oh, Andy, we'd be worried. Oh, yeah. We'd be worried.
He heard me crying in the tub. As I do.
Yeah.
That's why. To hug you.
Yeah. That's why you just do it in the shower. The sound of the shower.
Yeah, you got all that shower noise. Yeah. It makes sense. Yeah.
So they don't hear you going. Not that I know from experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's shampoo I got in my eyes when I got out of the shower. That's why they're all red.
Yeah, that's soap.
There's the dude here who was crying in the tub. That's
Harry Joe.
Harry Joe was crying?
Harry Joe was crying. Mm. And his neighbor slipped the note through the door.
Harry Joe!
Oh, no.
You okay in there?
I'm okay. I'm just,
You sure?
Yeah, I'm just having a moment.
Listen, anytime you want to hang out, come on over and meet Mr. Fluffles.
I appreciate it, but I just kind of need a minute to be alone.
That's fine. You take all the time in the world.
Are you in my...
I'm just in room 512. Just come on over there and just knock.
Oh, okay.
Give me the Nomi knock. Bow.
Thanks for stopping by.
Keep the door unlocked. Come on in. Sneak in there.
Oh, you're still there. Okay.
Still in the tub? You drying off? What are you doing? What part are you drying right now?
I'm sitting in the tub. Just having a moment.
You need a towel? I can come in there and help you with a towel.
That's okay, man. I appreciate you stopping by, but I kind of want a moment alone in my apartment, in my tub.
Sure, I understand all that stuff, but sometimes a couple guys need to hang out.
I'll take maybe
for now. Remember, my door's always unlocked, especially after midnight.
Okay, dude, thank you.
Don't even knock. Just come on in.
All right, thank you.
Take a right and then a left.
Are you lying in my apartment? Oh, my God.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey. Oh, I'm in the tub, as you can see. Hopefully these bubbles don't dissipate.
Oh, wow.
Hey, stop that. I'm having a moment.
Oh, I was breathing heavy and blew all your bubbles off.
Is that your dog? Oh, your dog's in the tub, Matt.
Fluffles, Mr. Fluffles.
There's a picture of the dog there.
Oh, look at them there. That is a fluffle, but I've ever seen.
Yeah, there you go.
Now we're just two guys standing in a bathroom.
Yeah, that's it.
What do we do next?
I got a couple ideas right off my head. Scoot on over. That's a bigger tub than you think.
You don't mind if I just slip right in there?
It's Harry Joe and his neighbor.
Yeah. Yes.
No man should be crying in his tub, though.
No,
really, but it happens. No. But it happens.
Something's gone really wrong if a grown man is crying in his tub.
Yeah, it's a sad scene.
Mm-hmm. It is very, very sad. We're going to stay in the UK for this next story, where a guy was forced to pull his own tooth out with a pair of pliers.
That's the UK dentistry.
Because he couldn't find a dentist. 45-year-old Matthew Simpson has battled through 12 months of lockdown there with painful teeth. A lot of dentists shut down. The full-time carer for his wife said he was even forced to pull out a molar when he couldn't take it anymore.
How much would that hurt?
He said he went into the bathroom at his home, closed his eyes, and just yanked it out.
Wow.
Did it Tom Hanks style.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That probably would knock you out just like in that movie.
Oh, yeah. You wake up a while later.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's not going to be something I try, ever.
No.
There's the dude. There's the tool.
Oh, my God. Those are bad jibs.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that thing was locked in there so good.
I bet it came out pretty easy.
It probably popped right out.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Look at that.
He blames his bad teeth on just general wear and tear.
No, that's bad hygiene.
Yeah. He said he is in pain where the tooth came out. If he eats on that side, it'll irritate the gum, so he tries not to eat on there. He's got big holes. Mm-hmm. But he said he's still searching for a dentist
I guess he's with the National Health Service there. That's kind of like, you know, it's, I believe that's like the free medical.
Okay.
And trying to get in to see one because most of them closed down during the pandemic and lockdown has been crazy. Like, they won't take patients now until October because they're so backed up.
Wow.
He's got teeth like a fish.
Yeah. Yes, he does. Yes. They're weird shapes. You have fish teeth.
So you have fish teeth.
It sounds like, so the dentist may, like, take regular paying patients and then National Health Service patients.
Yeah.
But they're not taking any National Health Service patients right now. They're just catching up on all their paying patients.
Right. Mm. And he's got the one that's just like, is it a hole there or is that a actual tooth?
I think that's the hole, but then the one in front of it is not going to be around long. Mm.
Yeah, he doesn't really have.
They
like
all
a,
need to go, really. So let's pull all his teeth out.
Yeah, he's get
start
them all.
Over.
Start over.
You need to take all them out for you.
Got
to
renovate your mouth.
Sorry, you need a fresh start.
Here's a unusual post-sex product that's hit the market, claiming to make cleanup easier. I think we've heard of some sort of sponge that came out, but this is called the Drip Stick.
Oh my, that sounds terrible.
It's apparently for a lady to
clean out the innards,
scoop herself clean.
Oh my goodness, good God.
When stuff is over, scoop herself clean.
Oh. It's like a popsicle stick getting the last bit of glue out.
It's
of like the Elmers. Remember being a kid and having to scrape the.
It's a drip stick made out of soft medical grade material that'll mop up excess fluids so you can move on with your day.
They do realize society has been functioning just fine without this forever.
Yeah.
It's like a it's vagina not like a squeegee. I don't know if we need one.
Has it ever been like the craziest problem?
No, I think everything takes care of itself down there.
Yeah.
And there it is.
Oh, that's even weirder than I thought. It's like a lollipop with a sponge.
You grip
the
handle with one hand while seated, slowly and carefully insert it. Maintain a grip, they say. Don't lose it.
Yeah, you don't want to lose it.
Gently swirl and twist, and then carefully remove sponge and excess fluids.
You know, it's no fun to see a box of those with one left ended on a one-night stand.
Oh, no.
Hey, you're almost out of dripsticks.
Yo, what are these for? Like for your sink or something? Oh, God.
Oh, no.
It's a 30-pack, and there's one in here.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to see a box of almost empty dripsticks.
Right.
I mean, I guess if you get really activated down there as a girl and, like, stuff is done and you're trying to, like, you instantly have to go do something else. I mean, I guess maybe.
I don't think it's for
maybe.
Her.
I'm not thinking either, but.
You know, like.
I know.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
But I'm not.
Oh.
It's the guy.
The guy stuff.
The guy stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what I thought we were talking about.
Right.
We want the guy stuff out of you.
The guy stuff out of you.
Yeah.
But also, I do think that there are girls that...
They want more after that?
No. Like, they get... They, just in normal arousal...
They get Niagara Falls.
Yeah. But not so, you know, like not squirting, just like.
Yeah. Very.
Drip. Okay, well, I don't think that's meant for that.
No. I don't think so either.
Not an alternative use.
Not for lady
I'm
juice.
Just saying. I mean, it would be, I think it would suck to be that moist and have to go about your day.
Mm. Don't you hate a moist day?
I feel like I would.
And the reviews are great. They could all be paid. But this woman said, this helps keep my lady parts in check. After sex, my pH would get out of whack because of my boyfriend's stuff.
Yeah.
Someone else said it's life-changing, seriously.
Hmm. They call it the awkward remover. Right?
After sex, awkward
remover.
Yeah,
that's what they call it. Strange way to describe it.
Never found it awkward. Like, girls go do their after sex stuff for a minute, and then...
I don't know what they do.
Yeah, they do the mysterious...
Mysterious after
sex stuff. The mysterious girl stuff.
Whatever you
do. Whatever you're doing in there, you do it.
exactly.
And you go do it. Yeah, and James pointed out they do come in 10, 20, or 69 packs.
Yeah.
So like I said, you see one left in there, you just met the girl, you're like, oh boy.
That's 68.
You're really burning through dripsticks.
Yeah. Wow, this woman said, I'm married and I have these dripsticks, and I love them. I swear by them now. I do have the big pack.
Hmm.
I get it. I mean, I can understand it, I guess. You're full of stuff. Get it out of
there.
But
as Lisa said, women have managed to handle that.
I know. Yeah. Because of their whatever they do. I mean, they've been doing their whatever they do stuff in that bathroom for, you know, eons.
Right.
They always remind you, too, that you should still use the bathroom after sex to prevent a UTI, even when using your dripstick.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, and it shouldn't be awkward or embarrassing because the dude's still seeing stars the whole time you're in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Guys don't even know.
Some of you fall asleep, probably.
Oh, wow.
Yes?
James.
I just put it on the screen.
I know. Well, you can say it. I don't want to.
Somebody texted him and said that's the perfect dessert stick for a cock.
Oh, my God. My God.
Cuck. That might be the text that sells the most of those.
Cocksicle.
Right.
The cocksicles. Oh, no.
There's a competing brand right there.
Yep.
Chuck the Freak's Cucksicles.
No. Oh, Chuck the Freak. Don't put your name on it.
Yeah, I'm putting it on
Don't
there.
Put your name on it.
Yep. It's all pina colada.
It's his favorite flavor.
Yep, that's too much.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
If you've ever got your genitals caught somewhere.
Which I have.
I'm sure you can relate to this. There's a woman who had some titty panic.
Some of the worst things you've ever had.
Some bad words.
Titty panic at the disco. Yeah. So, her husband is the one who sent the email. He's like, I had to share a very bizarre situation that just played out. So we're in the kitchen. Getting dinner ready. I'm chopping up some vegetables. My wife's cleaning up the dishwasher. Now, it's pertinent to mention that because I tend to cook a lot, the dishwasher is always completely full.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, the plates we have are unbelievably heavy and durable. And both of us are a bit clumsy. So, as my wife is carrying over a stack of about a dozen fairly heavy plates, she freezes in the middle of the kitchen and starts panicking. Yelling, oh my God, ah, oh my God, it hurts. Not knowing what was happening, I just kind of froze and stood there, waiting for further information that I could act upon. Eventually, she leans over, sets the stack of plates down on the counter, and lifts up all but the bottom three. At that moment, I realized what had happened. In carrying the dishes without a bra on, she got a nipple stuck under a stack of plates weighing about 15 pounds.
Oh, that's no good. You know how sometimes when you stack them, they like, they're stacked, but they're not quite perfectly set in where they need to be, and then they'll sort of slide into place. Maybe you have your pinky there, and it'll get it, or something like that.
She had her nipple there.
Oh, that's terrible. Mm. Some chicks would like it.
Oh, if you're into nipple torture...
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It takes the right girl.
Then you might enjoy it. I think the majority of people would not. I wouldn't want my nipples stuck between some plates.
15 pounds of, like, hard.
Yeah, it's no good.
No. Mm-hmm.
We both performed a thorough inspection. And thankfully, her boobs are all good. But it was touch and go for a little bit. After everything calmed down, we both immediately thought of your show.
That's wild. I mean, you got to watch. You got to watch your boobs. Can't let them get trapped and stuff.
No. I guess it's the not wearing a bra part, too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That comes into play. It'd be like if you were in the kitchen and freeballing.
You know, and carrying plates down yonder.
I mean, don't carry
plates down.
No, you can't carry plates at ball level.
No.
But if you've ever got your genitals stuck somewhere... and you want to quickly share a story with us, 1-855-954-6969, toll free, 1-855-954-6969. We don't want the zipper thing. I feel like almost every guy at one time in their life has got genitals stuck in their zipper.
Yeah, that's going to take something more. It's going to take something more than that.
It definitely is.
Yeah.
I mean, the twig and berries, that happens.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're a young fella. Sometimes you're an old fella.
Yeah.
Old guys and their long balls, I think that can get them.
Yeah. I just managed to keep mine out of trouble a lot.
Have you?
You know? It's just, I'm so careful.
I worry about the safety of it. I had, like, when I was a kid, the zipper.
Yeah, I think a lot of people.
Ever since then, zippers are treated with the utmost care.
Oh, man, yeah.
This woman said, didn't get it caught, but learned a hard lesson in nursing. My son was 4.5 months old with razor-sharp little teeth coming in. He bit so hard, he almost bit the nipple right off.
Oh, geez.
It was difficult not to launch him across the room. Well, that's, you don't want to launch your child across. I know, but I see how that could happen.
Yeah.
But thankfully, you didn't be like,
oh, yeah, no.
Could happen with puppies, too.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
Absolutely. Puppies bite. Puppies bite everything. Yes, they do. Yeah, I've seen videos, though, of puppies biting guys in the junk.
Oh, sure.
Right?
Yeah.
I think it's just a little chew toy.
Oh, well, mine is.
There was a bunch of videos like that on Instagram the other day, actually, where guys were just, you know, playing around with their dog. And
it just goes right for it.
Yeah. It was like someone edited a bunch of them together. I guess that's a common thing. Mm.
I had a buddy that his cat attacked his in the middle of the night while he was asleep.
Oh, that sucks.
And just locked in.
Like, got it.
Oh, got it.
That's no good.
Both front claws and...
Yeah. Like, I'll be wearing gym shorts sometimes, and Mitty Jean Green will have some close calls.
Mm.
She'll be jumping up, and she's like, claws
down
my leg.
Like when they're trying to stay on your lap.
I'm like, why did you do that? I would have just lifted you up here.
They're like, I've got these claws. It keeps
she's
me.
Like, you're not... You don't feel stupid.
Adi is with us. Hello.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Good. You've been stuck a couple places.
Yeah, I do home remodeling, and I was carrying a couple of boxes of vinyl plank flooring. Went to set them down, and they were rubbed across my chest and caught my nip.
In between stacks of vinyl plank flooring?
Yeah, like three boxes of them I had in my arms. Went to set them down, and it got stuck.
Oh, God. You didn't take your nipple off. I feel like you could have.
Oh, no. It was bruised for a good week, though.
I was going to say, that's like that ultimate purple nurple thing where you...
Yep.
Yeah. That's no good.
Yeah. And then when I was in middle school, I had a brief stint where I refused to wear undies.
Oh, yeah.
Brief no undies stint?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was at school... Took a leak at the urinal, went to zip up, caught the little feller in there.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yep, that's a tale as old as time.
Yeah, except I had to have an ambulance pick me up from school.
You had to get it cut
that's
out.
That's worse.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Oh,
you don't want a little dick ambulance pulling up. You do not. You do not. Oh, that's so horrible. You'll never live that one down.
It's like a little Power Wheels show. They throw you in the back.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
That's... And once word gets out through school, I mean, you got to move. You got to go.
Yeah, that's my last day.
Your family
yeah, I'm like, that's my last day there. Yeah, that's my last day of school.
Hopefully they covered him up as they wheeled him out of the bathroom area, right?
I'm home. I'm homeschooled now. Ever since the zipper incident, huh? That's never coming back, man. Well, just stop over after school.
Everybody's still talking about it.
I bet. I can just imagine.
I'm not going to lie to you. It's pretty much still talk of town a year later, so.
Yeah, 1 year ago. Yeah. Well, gossip.
Yeah. This person said, I didn't get junk stuck, but I have pinched my stomach fat between a steel table and a steel plate. Huge red blood blister after that.
Well, that kind of
pinch blisters are not cool.
No, I'm just, if you get one of those, though, I mean, like, get it. Just make sure it's not on one of your genitals.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I couldn't imagine having one of those, like, blood-filled blisters.
No. Someone else said, I managed to give myself a massive titty twister in my sleep from twisting wrong in my blankets.
Well, I've done that with my underwear in my sleep. Where yeah. I have done some maneuvering that has turned it into like a bread tie, where it's like yeah. just squeezing down, and that'll wake you up. But then you just have to, you know, move and you're okay. But
this person said my buddy was working out. He smashed the tip of his dong in between two 45-pound plates.
Oh, that's it.
He bled all over, had to be rushed to the hospital.
Oh, my God. So he severed something.
We called him Flathead after that. Hey, Flathead!
Yeah. It looks like a hammerhead shark. Oh. That's kind of cool.
It should recover.
Right. Oh, I don't know. I don't.
Bounce back.
I hope. You just don't know. I mean, it's 45-pound weights.
Yeah, I mean, how much, whatever it got, it's off of there. It doesn't. It's not like a lizard. It doesn't regrow.
If I took 2-pound weights and just did that,
it's over.
It's a bad day.
It's the final countdown.
It's a bad day.
Let's go to Jeff, who's with us here. Hi, Jeff. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
So we're talking about this.
Hey, I was.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. I was at the gym, and I was wearing sweatpants with the drawstring in the front.
Yep.
And I was deadlifting 200 pounds, and the drawstring gets caught around the bar, and somehow it's squeezing my junk from the insides of the pants as well. And I couldn't let the bar go because I pulled my pants all the way down and probably ripped my sack off.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It was a predicament.
So what's happening here? How'd you get out of that?
It was like the Smith machine or something, so I was able to hook it onto somewhere right around my waist, and then I just had to reach in there and reassemble everything.
While you're holding it?
It was a mess.
Oh, it sounds like a mess.
No, I was able to hook it onto the bar,
oh, okay,
and then I was just stuck. I was just stuck on it now, and I was attached to it. I had to reach in there and...
That's
all my bits, right?
Yeah, that is. Yeah.
Imagine you're holding him that way. Pull my pants down! Yeah. Someone pull my pants down!
Oh my God.
I'm not sure people would rush over to help.
That is amazing.
Oh. It's like my penis made a little noose.
Right.
He's had enough. He's like,
he's trying to hang himself.
Oh, he's suicidal. I have a suicidal donger.
Help me out! Help me!
Imagine you decide to go to the gym and this happens to you.
That's what would happen.
Yeah,
that's why you have terrible. A fear of
that's
the
why
gym.
I work out at home.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
And that's Chuck Luck for sure.
Yeah, oh my God.
Because
I take all my strings out now.
I don't need these strings.
I've never needed those strings anyway.
This is a goose.
It's when the soft life takes a tragic turn.
Oh, man, yeah. I do hate those strings. Sometimes they get sucked into the
I just let them. Once
side.
They get sucked in, that's it. They're gone to me.
Sean, you had a similar incident to one we heard about earlier at the gym. What happened to you?
I wasn't at the gym. I worked at a pallet yard, reconditioning pallets.
Okay.
And I ran a big steel bandsaw table. And the pallets were really heavy, so I'd always put them up against my hip to throw them on the table. Well, I went commando one day, and he went up. Well, the pallet went up, and they both came down together, and I smashed them between an 80-pound pallet and a steel table.
Nope. Nope. What smashed?
His penis.
The tip of my nougat.
Yeah.
Your nougat.
Yeah. Okay, so we heard about this happening to another guy. Does it recover? Does it bounce back?
It did. He was swollen for a little bit, and I didn't. You know, play with them later and make sure he worked, and it all worked good. So I was happy. But I also lost my wallet the same day. It was a real bad day to work.
Oh, Jesus.
That's a terrible day.
Worst day.
I'd rather lose my wallet, though, than squish the tip.
I don't know.
I know I would.
I hate losing
a wallet. An 80-pound plate on the tip?
I don't like that. I don't like the sound.
I'd much rather lose my wallet.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. I hate calling people.
This guy said, I was having a panic poop, and in lowering the seats so quickly... And sitting at the same time, my sack got pinched between the seat and the bowl.
Mm.
There were so many high-pitched noises, and tears were plentiful. I couldn't stop them. Worst experience of my life.
Yeah.
The old panic poop.
I've had a close call with that seat.
Here?
Not here. No, oh, okay. No.
Is ours open at the front? I can't remember.
It is open at the front.
Okay. It's the ones that are closed at the front that are most dangerous.
Yeah, that you got to watch out for.
Is that why they made them open at the front? I never wondered. So you wouldn't catch your balls in?
I think it is something to do with that.
It's either that or just so people can...
Easier to clean, maybe?
I think when you go into like a public john, a lot of people don't touch the seat. They just pee down the middle. And so they eliminate that part of the seat so people aren't peeing on the seat, even though they are peeing on the seat.
Dave's in Boston. Dave, you had a nipple incident.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Dave?
Yeah.
How you doing?
What's
there,
up?
Man?
Good.
All right, you're on. Go ahead.
Oh, well, one day at work, I was working on a truck, leaned over, working in the engine bay, and when I jumped off the side, it ripped one of my two nipple rings right out of my nipple.
Mm. Do you get nipple rings again when that happens, or are you too scarred to do it again?
Oh, no. Although the pain was a lot less than getting them installed, I will never get a foot in again.
That's it.
I feel like it'd be too sensitive.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Well, that's what they say, right? So once you get them for the first time, your sensitivity goes up, whatever, tenfold in your nipple. So then think about how much it hurt to get it done the first time, but now you're 10 times more sensitive and they're going to jam another needle in there.
Nah. Really?
Yeah, no.
I thought it would kind of numb them.
No, I think that's why people get it.
Because
it takes it to the next level.
Sensitivity up a bit.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
The way that they get numbed is it, like some boob jobs will numb them down or whatever, but not piercings.
Piercings
kick it up under
the roof.
Yeah. Huh.
The more you know.
Yeah.
If you ever want to reach us, you can do so. Email at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com is the best way to do it. A mother recording her 6-year-old daughter playing in the waves at a beach in Hawaii captured the moment the girl was chased out of the water by a shark.
Stop.
Pretty scary for everyone involved. I believe at one point the little girl says her soul left her body. Here's the story from KHON TV.
9. Sherry Govea and her 6-year-old daughter were enjoying a normal day here at Kalama Beach over the weekend until the unexpected happened. Anela Resentes calls it a moment she'll never forget.
My soul left my body. I didn't notice it was behind my back, so I really wanted to run out. I was very scared.
By the time she came out of the water, she was like hysterical that there was a shark in the water. I was like, oh my gosh. So I ran up and I was looking for it, but I couldn't see it. I realized it was actually a shark. And that's what shocked me. The gentleman behind her was like, did you see it? And I was like, no, I didn't. But I caught it on camera.
Oh my
God. Experts say,
based
on the video, it appears this was a black tip shark. This species feeds on fish, and they routinely look for food in shallow waters. It's likely that this shark was chasing fish in the whitewash and not targeting Anela.
Doesn't she have, like, a little fish toy?
The daughter-mother duo says they're thankful that everyone is safe.
Never, ever, nothing ever happened like this before. She's pretty much here every other weekend. I guess there really is angels watching over my angel.
Shark experts say the best thing to do in this situation is get out of the water and give the shark its space. Chrissy Tomashiro, KHON.
Wouldn't that be crazy? As they're filming a story about the girl having an encounter with a shark, she digs up a needle on the beach.
It is, I swear to God.
Dangerous place.
It really looked like she almost could have dug up a needle and stuck it in her hand. Right here. Watch.
I guess there really is angels watching over
what's this?
My angel.
That looks like
Short
it. Oh, my God.
It does look like she just dug up.
What is it if it's not, then? What was that?
I don't know. A popsicle stick or something?
Nothing ever happened like this before. She's pretty much here every other weekend. I guess there really is angels watching over my angel.
Short experts say.
That looks like a needle to me.
It sure did. Now, it might just be a toy.
The first thing you can tell is like a little figurine.
Yes.
Right. Then they cut to another angle of her, and it looks like she has a needle in her hand.
Yep.
That's your biggest story. There's needles at the beach.
Wow.
Yeah. That shark was like twice the size of her. Somebody let her just watch a couple movies at home for a little while.
Yeah, that girl gets into some danger. Yeah. Dangerous situations. Sharks and needles.
My soul left my body, but that was because I was on heroin.
Yeah, she keeps almost dying all the time.
And her mom just laughs about
it. She's like, oh, she's like, hang loose. God. She's looking for a guy. It's crazy that they both have that Hawaiian accent. There's a Hawaiian accent I can hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, it's specific. Mm. But yeah, that girl.
That's crazy because that's where I will hang out at the beach now. Like, I won't go far out because you guys have put the shark fear in me.
Yeah.
I'll hang out there. I'll just kind of, you know, ride the waves and just have some fun. And I wouldn't expect something to be that close to shore.
Well, no, I just saw an article on Twitter. I think it was yesterday. And it was about great whites are all around us. Now we can finally see them. Because people have drones and stuff now that they'll fly at the beach. Mm-hmm. And you realize that these things are sharks everywhere. Are always around. Mm-hmm. We just now finally get to see them.
Yeah,
they've always been around us.
But now we see them.
Yeah.
And that makes it more real for people.
Yeah.
Maybe you're planning to talk to your mom on Sunday. And amazingly, for some Americans, that's the only time you'll talk to mom this year. Could there be a more insincere Mother's Day call?
Hey, Mom.
Hi, Mom. Happy Mother's Day.
See you later.
Talk to you next year.
Yeah.
Just in time for Mother's Day, a new survey asked people how often they call or text their mom. And of those people whose moms are still with us, the most common answers are daily or a few times a week. They both got about 30% of the vote.
Hmm. I guess I'm on the low end.
7.5% talk to their moms monthly. 1.5% talk to mom once a year, 1.5%. Mm. And 7.5% say less than once a year or never also falls into that category.
Mm-hmm.
So they also said, when you do call your mom, what do you call your mom?
Mom.
That is the number one answer.
Mommy.
That's the number two answer, Chuck.
No, it's not.
It Chuck, is? You have the number two answer. Hi, Mommy. It's
mommy.
Chuck.
Mommy.
Mommy. That's that.
Oh, my goodness. If a grown man says mommy, even if a grown woman says mommy.
Yeah. Anymore. Yeah. No.
Ma.
That's a certain age.
Ma.
Ma.
I think Ma's busy, big in Boston, probably, right?
7%. Yeah. So it goes like this. Mom, 48.5%. 12% say mommy.
Hmm.
That's the next most popular. 10 say mother.
Mother. I knew mother would be high. Mother. Yeah, mother.
Oh, mother's hello, mother. Too.
Hello, mother.
Hello, mother. How are you? To me, you're being like snooty.
Yeah.
Disrespectful. 10% use mama.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
7% use ma. And then there's 3% that just the first name.
Linda.
Hello, Linda. Mm-hmm. I think that's disrespectful. I don't know. Maybe that's I'm just too old school. But yeah, I never just called my mom.
Never call
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Yeah.
She's my mommy.
Yeah.
No, you should worry about someone.
Mommy's the most disturbing.
I can't honestly. Even imagine being a girl and you're with a guy and for the first time you hear him call his mom mommy. You have to draw some conclusions.
If there's any young guys about to enter the dating world and you call your mom mommy, stop it immediately.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Never call her mommy again. It is like, mom.
My kids wouldn't even dream, I think,
after
of saying
a certain
mommy.
Age, right? Like, what, they probably like, stopped, right?
What
they,
time?
They started, you, I'm sure your kids started saying they said
oh,
mommy.
Oh, you say
of
mommy,
course.
Yeah, mommy and daddy, and that's what you say.
What, yeah, daddy.
So, like,
too.
What, nine, eight?
Even younger,
yeah,
I think.
Even younger?
I think even younger.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I can't even.
I remember having a conversation with my mom, and I said, Mom or mommy? I don't know what I said, but I'm not going to call you mommy anymore. I had to tell her. I sat her down and told her, listen, I'm expanding.
Lisa was 1.5.
Yeah, she was actually, yeah.
I'm growing up now and I cannot call you mommy anymore.
Yeah.
I will call you mom. And she said, okay.
Yes, I think any mom would understand that.
Little Lisa had like a sit down with her.
Yeah, she's very official. She's very official about stuff. She sent her an invitation to a meeting.
This is time for this to end now.
Mommy.
Listen, we got to have a serious talk. I think you better sit down for this one. This one's going to hurt. It's just going to be a long line of me hurting you for a little bit. I'm never calling you mommy again. That was the last time. You're now mom. I hope we have an understanding. kind of stupid name you have for me? Just retire now. I am Lisa. I'm Lisa. Your mom. We understand each other?
Yeah, that's why I went down.
Yeah. Got an understanding, right? I don't want this to get awkward.
Catch my drift.
So formal. Meeting.
Yeah. Yes, in a meeting.
Yeah. Attention, mommy.
That right there was the last time you're going to hear mommy. Well, you just heard it again, but that's it. That was the last time. You hear that out of my mouth. I'm three. It's time we move on.
Oh, I think I was a little older than 30.
Yeah. Adam, you're a grown man that calls his mom mommy.
Yeah, I like have to.
Oh, she makes you.
You'd have to have a sit down with her and tell her.
But the thing is, like when I try to have that sit down, she'll be like, "Well, I put you into this world, and I can take you out." So it's just like I don't ever argue with her. I just do it.
But how old are you?
Whatever.
How old are you now?
22.
Oh yeah, that's tough.
Oh, you got to break that. You can't let a woman hear you call your mom mommy. Mm-mm. You gotta stop.
Like this woman said, my boyfriend's brother calls their mom mommy. Makes me cringe every time I hear it.
Oh, it creeps me out.
But yeah, his girlfriend says nothing about it.
Oh.
I've never heard that before.
Hi, mommy. it sounds like something, you know, like...
Norman Bates.
Norman Bates. Norman Bates. That's exactly what I was thinking. Norman Bates. He'd say mommy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And mommy was dead.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like him and Ed Gein.
Yeah.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.